Representative Larry Ahern says the case that brought his attention to this issue occurred about 3 years ago.
When a woman's daughter was strangled by her boyfriend and resulted in the death of her unborn child, you know, he knew she was pregnant, and the state of Florida even issued a death certificate for the unborn child, yet he was only charged in the death of the daughter, one crime, and she just couldn't understand it.
Buddy says it was really Remy Lee's case that helped get the law passed. She's the woman dubbed the abortion pill victim after her ex-boyfriend gave her a pill that caused her to lose the child, disguising it as an antibiotic. And Ahern calls it a great accomplishment that the measure filed every year for almost a decade finally passed.
And, you know, knowing that there were, you know, so many obstacles, but and unfortunately, you know, out of such a great tragedy, but that's what it takes sometimes to get people's attention to certain injustices in our state.
Other measures taking effect Wednesday include several laws toughening penalties against sexual predators, cracking down on human trafficking, and more rules in place to protect elderly people from fraud. There are also new laws regulating the parasailing industry and creating a law enforcement hall of fame. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.